Hello, good morning everyone. I am Adrian Velasquez with the Migrant Clinicians Network, a not-for-profit based out of Austin, Texas. This presentation is on Hombres Unidos, a peer-led intimate partner violence primary prevention project for Latino migrant men. During this presentation, we're going to I'm going to discuss the lead up to the development of the curriculum, the population, the development process, the implementation method, the evaluation, and the outcomes. To understand what led to the primary prevention project with migrant men, it's important to know about the Family Violence Prevention Program. The Family Violence Prevention Program was created in response to anecdotal reports from clinicians stating that they were seeing women in the field who were being abused. However, they felt ill-prepared or unsure on how to treat them. Thus, MCN created resources for these clinicians to treat these women. From there, MCN created community intervention programs, first targeted at women, and then from that, it was found that interventions with men were necessary for violence prevention. In 2005, Hombres Unidos is the primary prevention program that MCN created in response to programs that focus first with women, then inclusion of women, and then the primary prevention with migrant men. Snapshot of our focus population. 71% of them are foreign-born, in particular from Mexico and Central America. That meaning they're Spanish-speaking as the dominant language. English is unknown, and 31% earn below the poverty level, which is at $7,500 a year. Our focus population are migrant farm workers, which the 3 D's to migrant farm work are the work is dirty, it is dangerous, and it is demanding. Looking at our focus population, there are certain risk factors that we looked at in the development of the curriculum, which range from the individual, the relationship, the community, and the societal risk factors. The particular risk factors that we looked at with our population were the isolation that is experienced because as they are migrant farm workers, they are located in isolated communities. In rural communities, the language barriers, as they are primarily Spanish speakers, the immigration status, which is unknown, and also economic constraints. Looking at the protective factors for this population, after a series of literature review, it was discovered four protective factors that were important to our population were discovered. Personalism, familism, respectism, and collectivism. Personalism is the valuing of interpersonal relationships over material gain. Familism is is placing family needs before one's own. Respectism is the respect for authority figures. And collectivism is cooperation through teamwork, which is very important to the Latino culture and our population. Looking at the design of the curriculum and the process that it went through, the actual design of the curriculum went through a year process. Through that process, MCN collaborated with an advisory group of five expert members, ranging from social workers, clinicians, and from there. The curriculum that was developed was pilot tested at a series of three sites. From that, modifications were made, and the design curriculum was implemented for a series of 3 years at four sites. The evaluation phase took 3 years. Okay, the methodology that migrant clinicians that Hombres Unidos went under was to identify and train facilitators. Recruit participants, provide participants with vocabulary and concepts, the linkage of these concepts to daily lives, and evaluation. Identify and train facilitators. Migrant Clinicians Network partnered with organizations that had established health outreach workers to implement the curriculum. The facilitators that were identified were male facilitators, as the curriculum developed was developed as a popular education method. Popular education is a Faron approach, which looks at class. Which looks at class, political struggles, and social transformation. So the facilitators underwent a training by MCN and experts in the field. Participants were recruited. The participants were recruited by the facilitators and the organizations. The reason why MCN chose the organizations was because of their established health outreach workers and the relationships with the community. A total of 309 participants were recruited. Provided vocabulary and concepts. The participants underwent a 5-session process. The curriculum is a 2-hour sessions for 5 weeks. The reason it was spaced 5 weeks was because it gives a chance for self-reflection throughout the process. So each 5-session covers these different topics. The first session one is looks at male socialization. Session two looks at the definition of violence. Session three looks at power and control. Session four looks at the development of tools to prevent violence. And then session five is a celebration of the completion of a curriculum. The linkage of concepts to daily lives. As stated, the reason why there's, the reason why there's a space between each session, because it allows for the men to actually be present for the workshops. As we deal with migrant farm workers, the hours are unknown, the hours of employment are unknown, and so it is chosen between the facilitators and the participants which the best time is to participate in this curriculum. The evaluation. MCN, through the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, MCN was able to evaluate the curriculum. It underwent a 3-year evaluation process. We looked at both process and outcome evaluation. The process evaluation, we looked at facilitator response forms. The facilitator response forms were provided by the facilitators as observations through each session. It was we looked at qualitative analysis through this process. And through the outcome evaluation, we looked at a pre- and post-test, which were taken during the first and fourth session. Because of our population and because the education and literacy is unknown, the development of the evaluation tools was set up in which the facilitator read out loud the question, and the response was provided on a sheet with a red or green response, green meaning yes, and red meaning no. So because of that, it was felt that we were able to get an appropriate response from the participants. We looked at curriculum evaluation. We looked at the language that we used in the curriculum for cultural appropriateness. For example, terms like borracho and pedo were looked, golpear and pegar. So it was really just looking at this population and terms that were popular amongst the population to really see which term is most effective with our population. So some of the highlights that we looked that have come out of through these evaluations, we had a 96.1% retention rate, which was through a 5-session process, 5-week process, we found was very significant. This is the image of our evaluation tool for the outcome evaluation of the pre and post test. 65.99%+ desired outcomes for each of the 11 questions on the current pre and post survey. Looking at different organizations, however, we're looking at a variance between some of the outcomes. We're looking at one organization with each question and the response being statistically significant, and then we're looking at other organizations that some questions were statistically significant, and that we're looking at the presentation methods by the facilitators. We're looking at the relationships between the facilitators and the participants, and we're also looking at the relationship with that facilitator and the organization on the length of employment, how much history these facilitators have with the community. Lessons learned and implications. What was learned by implementing Hombres Unidos was that it is possible to implement with a population that is considered unwilling to learn about these topics. Also that migrant men as well provided culturally appropriate education are willing to participate.